Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef. Meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top-grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny's interest in Dr. Evans has heightened to the point where she went out with him the other night, her first date since the death of her fiancé many months ago. Today, Penny is busy dusting the living room furniture and is humming merrily to herself as her mother, Grace, enters the room.
Well, Penny, you're certainly in fine spirits this morning.
Good morning, Mother. Oh, I am. I feel wonderful.
Well, it's certainly good to see you feeling the way you do. May I help you with the dusting?
No, thanks, darling. Just one more table and then I'm all through.
Well, I'll vacuum for you then.
Oh, that's sweet of you, but you really don't have to.
Oh, but I want to. We'll be done that much sooner. All right, to start over here, dear?
Oh, let's see. Wait till I get that thing out of your way and then you can start. All right, now. I'll be finished with this table in just a few minutes.
Say, what makes you feel so good this morning, Penny?
What'd you say, Mother?
I said, what's the occasion for the excellent spirit?
I don't know. I just feel good, that's all. I woke up feeling good, and it's such a beautiful morning.
It's a what?
It's such a beautiful morning.
It is not.
It is,
look
too.
It. It's raining.
Oh, it is. I hadn't even noticed. I guess it must have just started.
What did you say?
I said, I guess the rain just started.
Penny, it began raining at midnight last night, and it hasn't stopped since.
Oh, Mother, you're joking. I'm sure it wasn't raining when I got up this morning.
I heard you get up, darling, and at that particular time, it was pouring.
Oh, Lord. Well, maybe pouring rain looked good to me this morning.
Obviously, it did. Now, don't tell me you saw a ray of sunshine through the clouds and a rainbow.
Well, I'll tell you a great big secret. I might have if I'd looked.
Oh, what is it, darling? As if I needed to ask. Who is it, darling? As if I didn't know.
Shame on you. Now you're imagining things.
I'm much too dull for imagination, dear. It's nice seeing you happy again. And over more than the community center.
Oh-ho, how do you know that the community center isn't just what is responsible?
Because the community center doesn't make a young woman think a gray, rainy morning is a thing of beauty.
No, really, I am excited about the center. It's going to be ready for an official opening soon.
But I won't take the center for an answer, Penny. And you don't have to tell me who and what the answer is. Because I know. It's Joel Evans.
He is nice, isn't he, Mother?
Oh, Penny, now that was a masterpiece of understatement. You had a lovely evening with him, didn't you, dear?
Yes, I had a delightful evening with him. Oh, it was so good to get out again, to be a normal person, to forget everything.
Did you forget everything, darling?
Oh, I hope you did.
I did. But just for the evening? Only the evening?
Nope, for a little more than just the evening, Mother. Oh, the memories came back next morning, that's true, but they didn't come back quite so vividly, quite so real.
Oh, Penny, darling. This is the time I've been waiting for. A time I hoped would come.
I hope it's really here.
Well, I can't say that it's really here yet because I don't know, but I am sure of this much. For the first time, I want to forget. I want the past to be the past, gone and forgotten.
Oh, it'll never be completely forgotten, darling. Don't ask for too much.
Well, all I want is this new feeling, this old feeling. This feeling of freedom, of being able to get up and face the day and say to myself, this is a beautiful day.
It's still a beautiful day?
It's still a beautiful, a glorious, lovely, rainy day. Oh, really, there is something beautiful about a rainy day.
Oh, it's how you see it that makes it beautiful, dear. It must be looked at through happy eyes.
Well, then I am looking at it through happy eyes.
And with a mind thinking of the future, not dwelling on the past?
Yes, Mother. Looking ahead toward the future.
Penny, be honest with me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put on an act. Be honest with me and with yourself. Don't pretend you're happy if you're not. Or you'll be more unhappy than ever when the bubble of pretense bursts.
Mother, come here and listen to me just a minute. I'm not pretending. I'm honestly, sincerely, and wonderfully happy. I can't help myself. That's a secret.
The secret?
Yeah. The secret of why I'm happy. The proof that I'm not pretending. Mother, I didn't just get up this morning and decide to be happy. I got up and I was happy, just like that.
The miracle of a rainy morning, Penny?
The miracle of a hope come true. I haven't wanted to be unhappy.
Oh, I know that, darling.
I haven't wanted to think back to Barry except to the good times. The times within that I felt as I do now.
Because of Joel Evans?
I honestly don't know, Mother. It's partly because of Joel and partly what has made me see.
And what's that?
Well, let me see if I can get it straight and put it into words. It's that life goes on, and those of us who live it should take what it offers of both good and bad. Joy and sorrow, triumph and disappointment.
That's right, dear.
I know that life gave me a great hurt, Mother. But I'm not going to let my heart ache forever.
Penny, you're wise far beyond your years. Maybe life has been unfair to you in other matters, but it's given you wisdom.
It's given me more than that, Mother. It's given me happiness, too, a lot of it. It's given me much more happiness than my share. It's certainly given me more than enough to balance the unhappiness when I look at things in the proper perspective.
Then don't lose that perspective, darling. You have no idea. Oh, dear, there's the doorbell.
Oh, golly, you better get it, will you? I'll finish vacuuming the rug.
Good heavens, I forgot all about the vacuuming. I'll do it in just a minute.
No, here. Never mind. I'll have it done in a few seconds.
Coming.
Hello?
Yes?
Is Penny home? I'm Hazel Peters.
Yes, Penny's home. Come on in.
Thanks. Oh, jeepers, am I calling at the wrong time?
No, I don't think so. We won't put you to work with a vacuum cleaner.
Penny!
Yes, Mother?
You have a very young and pretty visitor, dear.
Penny, it's Hazel. Hazel Peters.
Oh, hello, Hazel. Come in.
Thank you. I got an extra long lunch hour at school today just to come to see you, Penny.
See me?
Uh-huh. Jeepers.
Hazel, this is my mother, Mrs. Billings.
Oh, how do you do?
Oh, gosh, I've seen you lots of times, Mrs. Billings. But I had no idea you were the mother of the famous Penny Gibbs.
Oh, Mother, you didn't know that yourself, did you?
I most certainly did. Well, I suppose whatever Hazel got a long lunch hour for is important business in private. And I'll leave you two alone.
Oh, well, you don't have to do that, Mrs. Billings.
Well, I have to go upstairs and look after the baby anyway, dear. I'm awfully glad to have met you, Hazel.
Same here, Mrs. Billings.
Come see us anytime.
Thanks, I will. Oh, well, mow me down for hay, Penny. But your mother's as beautiful as you are.
Well, thank you, Hazel. I wish I had mother's looks. But I have no way of inheriting them, you know. She isn't my real mother.
She isn't? Oh, Jesus.
No, both my parents died some years ago, Hazel.
Oh. The gang was talking about you at the bull session last night and said you had just the worst luck ever. Now when I tell them...
Oh, Hazel, don't tell me you go back to your friends and report on me, do you?
Oh, the gang wants to know all about you, Penny. My rating's gone up to A number one plus since I met you. And the gang just won't believe I call you Penny.
Well, why not?
Well, it just isn't done, that's why. Nobody calls celebrities by their first name.
Oh, Hazel, I assure you, I'm no celebrity.
Oh, but you are. And will you come up to one of our bull sessions sometimes and let the gang hear me call you Penny?
Well, I'd love to, but I'm afraid an older person would put a damper on your discussion.
Oh, no. We discuss only deep things, Penny, like boys and dating and clothes and dancing and even marriage.
Well, I'd like to get in on that discussion myself sometime, but I don't know just when right now, Hazel. Is that why you came to see me, to invite me to meet your friends?
Well, it's one of the reasons. The other reason is the gang had a super colossal idea about doing something for the community center. But we want your permission first.
Well, that's wonderful, Hazel. What is this super colossal idea?
We want to start a campaign to collect books for the library. Would that be all right?
Well, I think it's a wonderful idea. As you said, it's super colossal.
Oh, thank you, Penny. Well, we're going to start right away then, right after school this afternoon. And we've already started to collect money to buy book plates.
Oh, well, Hazel, you don't have to do that. Really, you don't.
But we want to. The gang wants to have a book plate in every book in the library. And it's going to say, in memory of Barry Carlton.
Oh, Hazel. That's the very nicest thing I've ever heard.
Jeepers, Penny. He must have been the sweetest man who ever lived. We want all the kids in Rossville to remember him every time they look at one of the books in the library. We want to remember him always, because we know that you will never be able to forget him. Never. Never, never.
You're right, Hazel. You're very right.
Your phone's ringing, Penny.
Hmm? Oh, is it?
I'm downstairs, Penny. I'll get it.
Thank you, Mother. Lynn, it's all right about the library, Penny, and about the book.
Yes, place. Hazel, it's perfectly all right. I appreciate your interest.
It's the least we can do, Penny. Penny?
Mm-hmm.
I pulled a silly and said the wrong thing again.
Oh, no, Hazel, no.
Penny! Penny, it's Dr. Evans on the phone.
Thanks, Mother. Excuse me, Hazel.
Oh, sure, I've got it.
Mother!
Yes, Penny. Hurry, it's long distance, dear, and you're costing him money. He's phoning from Heatherton.
No, tell him I can't talk to him.
But you can talk.
No, Mother, please, I'd rather not.
Oh, all right. I'll tell him I thought you were home, but you weren't.
No. No, Mother, tell him I'm in, but I don't care to talk to him.
So Penny has refused to talk to Dr. Evans. Is her memory and her love for Barry still much stronger than she thinks? Will Penny ever be able to find happiness without Barry Carlton, whom she cannot have? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, Kroger gives you more meat, less waste. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. And remember, too, ladies, Kroger cut beef is available only at Kroger stores. So plan now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store. There's where you'll find delicious beef, top-grade beef. And there at your Kroger store is where you get more meat for your money. For Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get your share of this tremendous value without delay at your neighborhood Kroger store. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.